49-48 victory. And I'll even let Mr. Campbell get his recorder set up so we can knock out two different interviews here. It works out that way sometimes. But Coach, I know this is a game tonight. You certainly had a lead there early and would like to finish it off and get the W. But, you know, regardless of a win or loss tonight, that's facing an opponent, a 4A opponent, and it doesn't matter if who's playing for them, whether it's Romeo Langford or a Hibbert or a Sean East or whoever. It doesn't matter who New Albany puts on the floor. The Bulldogs are very tough.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it before the game, and they've played the hardest schedule in the state they've had to have played. So their schedule is really misleading, but they put some great athletes on the floor. And like you said, no matter what level of New Albany you're getting a great opponent. And I feel like this is a game that kind of like last year when we played them, gave us a lot to look at. Obviously, I don't think we're going to be playing a kid quite as athletic as Carter there, but he was a challenge to guard, and he really put them on their back, or put the team on his back.
Well, I thought tonight, and we just got done talking about Larry and I did, when you look at this game, you know, unfortunately for right now, it's a loss in the column for you in the regular season, but games like this really come into play later on when wins matter most.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't agree to play in New Albany trying to rack up your win total. You agree to play them because, like you mentioned, they're always going to give you a good game. They're always going to give you a major challenge and really expose your weaknesses and give you stuff to work on.
They exposed some tonight. I thought overall, though, both teams played a very physical brand of basketball. Let's talk about this game. I told Larry that, you know, early on you guys were able to grab that lead, you maintain it through the first half, but it seemed like a lot of the offense that allowed you guys to lead the game in the first half was created off of New Albany turnovers. Then late in the second quarter, their turnovers started to dwindle down. That kind of put a limit on your offense, and as their turnovers decreased, their defensive pressure really amped up, and I felt that momentum late second quarter shifted all the way into the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about the locker room. That was my big takeaway from tonight is it's the lack of focus and discipline on executing the half court. We got the matchup and the situation we wanted three straight times on the plays we called, and we just didn't execute, didn't even get a shot off on three of them. And you can't have that and win a game like this. You can't have that and win a sectional or a regional. So those are the type of things that we really have to shore up and get better at.
Not only was there pressure outside tonight, but Parker and Zach really locked up on the inside. I felt like every time they got the ball there on the block or on the baseline, you had two guys right there to face them.
Yeah, they're very strong kids down low, and made our lives miserable when we tried to get it inside. So give credit to our guards. I thought they did a good job of creating shots, but we need to rely a lot less on that and a lot more on our execution.
Defensively, your thoughts tonight, talking about this game. You know, I know Carter did what he did in the second half, but I thought even for, you know, going up against Carter and the rest of the team, your defense made them earn points.
Yeah, I was really proud of our kids. I put Bryce in because Carter's a tough matchup. He's got guard skills, but he's 6'4 and strong. But I put Bryce on him, and I thought he did a great job. It just, there's a couple times guard just carried him into the rim. And I thought Bryce was in perfect position, got his body squared, and Carter just went and scored it. So you got to give the kid credit. He's a great ball player. And obviously they missed him the last couple of games when he was out. So getting him back helped them quite a bit. But give him all the credit in the world.
Now you're back to the local scene to wrap up the week. You take on a Switzerland County ball club, maybe not playing their best basketball right now, but you know how capable the Craig kid is as a freshman. They got a couple upperclassmen in there as well, where if you leave them open, that's a Pacer team that can make you guys pay, and it's a game for you guys that you look to win because it's a conference opponent.
Absolutely. Talk about another 6'4 kid that can score it. They definitely got one of those. So we got our hands full. Going over there to play, it's never going to be easy. And Coach does a tremendous job. Like you said, they got a couple senior guards, his son being one of them, that are good ball players. So like I said, we haven't really looked at them scouting-wise yet. We've been focused on New Albany right now, but we'll get started on them tonight, and I think we'll have our hands full on Friday.
Now, question is, do you get Jamison back on against Switzerland County this week?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay, that works for me. That is one way to answer that question, as about every other coach who's dealing with some of those situations has been answering as of late.
But I will say this. I hope we do, because he's a heck of a ball player.
All right, Zach, we'll go ahead and let you go, and I believe we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, thank you.